This two-minute lesson is brought to you by the Barberton Church of Christ. Who is the Lord? In Exodus chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, we read, "Afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, 'Thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness.' And Pharaoh said, 'Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go.' Who is the Lord that we should obey his voice? First of all, he is creator. In Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Secondly, he is miracle worker. The Bible is replete with miracles, signs, and wonders done by God, from creation itself to the resurrection of Jesus, and to those miracles worked by the apostles. Thirdly, he is our provider. God provided for man's need for companionship, Genesis 2:18-25. God provided for man's sexual desire, 1 Corinthians 7:3-5. God provided for man to be able to multiply in Genesis 1:28. God provided for man's physical needs, Genesis 2:15-17. God provided for man's spiritual needs in Titus 2:11. Fourth, he is our Savior in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave, he sacrificed his only begotten Son. In Ephesians 1:7, in him, Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. And finally, who is the Lord that we should obey his voice? He is judge. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:10, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad." And in Romans 2:16, "In the day when God will judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel." There is no excuse for us today to not know who God is.